Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I said to Gator during the break, I don't want to be lost in what happened yesterday. Yesterday doesn't feel like a win. Yesterday felt like a seller's market, and the return doesn't feel like a great return for what they gave up. It doesn't. To be fair to them, and to be fair always at these times, we went back and found the Tigers getting A's at trade deadline, and it didn't matter that they got A's. The players they got back were inconsequential. And in retrospect, they were E's. So, you know, with prospects, it's such a lottery ticket that, you know, you're hoping that you're getting a high chance of winning your lottery with the ticket you bought, but that's how you sort of rank prospects. How likely is it that you're going to be happy you have this guy? But you get in this weird place, honestly, where you start defending against what I feel like are bad takes. I think some of the things that people have said today on Harris and Illich have been a little bit ridiculous, but then again, I don't want it to be lost, and it shouldn't be lost. Yesterday does feel like an L. And it's unfortunate because they had a chance to score big and they didn't. And maybe it's because their biggest piece that they wanted to move was hurt. But it also very well, Gator, could be that our GM kind of got played a little bit or overplayed his hand and didn't get the return he should have.
Yeah, and that's a big concern. You hope that isn't the case. You hope he's shrewd. You know, he's somebody who definitely has his beliefs and what he's looking for. But when you have different reports, Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic, you know, came out and said that basically the Yankees backed out of a deal per his sources because they were concerned about the medicals with Flaherty. And I could totally understand that, mm-hmm. but that hurts, you know, because if that deal was apparently done, they had it. And you have to believe that the deal that the Yankees were offering was going to be a better deal than one of the Dodgers. Ended up settling with the Dodgers.
And yet, last year, they had a deal done at the trade deadline. The plug got pulled. There was no plan B. This year, there was a plan B. But, you know, still frustrating. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up in 5 minutes. I did something last night I haven't done by my calculations in 5 years.
It's a long time.
Yep. We'll get to that today at 11:41. Let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator.
Hey.
I had to get you off the car. Listen, I think, Doug, you just perfectly said it. Last year, Scott Harris absolutely botched the trade deadline. This year, it seems like he absolutely botched the trade deadline again. You know, last year he had an opportunity to try to kickstart this reset. Nothing happened. With Skubal, same thing. He had opportunity to kickstart the rebuild. Nothing. I'm so frustrated that we're going to go into next year. He's going to talk out of his mouth again about how we have this great minor league system that we don't want to sign anybody to possibly block anybody, which we have nobody that's being blocked right now, nobody worth bringing up right now, like he said we did, and we're going to be doing the same song and dance about trading Skubal next year, and then, oh, we didn't get the offer. You know, everybody wants to re-sign Flaherty. Well, did we re-sign Erod last year? No, we didn't. Illich isn't going to spend any money. Scott Harris can't put together a baseball team. Honestly, let's just go to USPBL and watch the Unicorns, because we're going to get just as much amusement from them as we are from these guys downtown. It's just, this is just the most frustrated I've ever been with this baseball team, just in sum total.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, going to talk out of his mouth.
He's going to talk out of his mouth.
If the offers weren't there for Skubal, giving him away,
no,
right?
I'm not mad at them for not trading Skubal. I'm kind of glad they didn't. And the you know, he says they didn't do anything. Well, they did some things, but he wants sell big and restart. He wanted to sell big and restart all over.
You're not mad they didn't trade Skubal right now. I think it depends on what they do in the next 2 years. Because if we just, you know, if they're just trying to still build the core and foundation the next 2 years with Skubal on your staff, you've wasted two more years of Skubal.
It doesn't make sense.
His value is so high right now.
Yeah, I will grant that I think that they, it's obvious that they should do something. John is next here. It's something more aggressive. John is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Why did they get rid of Carson Kelly? He's a better catcher than Rodgers. He gave a lot of key hits. He's got a higher, more RBIs, more runs, higher OPS.
He's a free agent at the end of the year, and he's really kind of inconsequential.
He's inconsequential. He got a lot of key hits for the Tigers. What do you mean?
What do you mean a lot of key hits? I think he had some
home runs
hits
when they needed them in games.
I mean, it's a
he probably wasn't part of their future.
That's a better way to put it. John, do you think he's part of the future?
You think Rodgers is better than
Kelly? No, I don't. Here's what I like about that trade is it cleared up a spot so we can see if Dylan Dingler has anything.
Who could be part of the future.
Oh, another guy that they think they can get something out of. Here's a proven guy. Let me just say something else. The draft high school players is a joke.
Okay.
That's a total joke. Harris is out of his element. He's a bust already, and you sit there and know that he's a bust, but you can't really come out and say it.
Who can't?
I mean, he's your team is much weaker now than what they had before. Much weaker.
Well, over the day they traded Carson Kelly, I guess.
Yep.
Is it just me or that guy sound like the scout from Moneyball that got in the movie when he gets into the argument with Billy Bean?
Don't remember.
And he wants to get fired. Kang, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember either. Dan. I'm sorry, man.
Grady was the scout's name, and they end up. I'm going to fire you.
If
you're out of your element.
Yeah, I mean, look. Who's one of the best young players in baseball? Bobby Witt, high school player drafted. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
You know what the tone I'm getting from all the calls and texts is? They're impatient, man. And I know Scott Harris just got here.
Get it. I totally get it.
But the fans, I say this all the time, we've been here the entire time.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been through the suck.
It's kind of funny. The same thing's going on with the Red Wings, right? I mean, although Yzerman's been around a little bit longer, but when you take over a bad team, that's been bad for a while from a bad GM, you pay a bit of a tax because the clock on you is shorter than it was on a previous guy because the fans get sick and tired of waiting.
And look what Brad Holmes.
Whether it's your fault or not.
Well, look what Brad Holmes has done down the road.
A lot,
and, you
lot
know,
easier to do in that sport.
Of course it's different, but the point is they got more gratification quickly than we are with the other teams.
So now, and unfortunately, we'll use that as examples of why can't this team do it? Why can't that team do it? Because Brad Holmes did it. Well, because football, you can turn
when you draft
things
a guy in
that
football,
quickly.
That guy plays right away.
Well, yeah. Trajan Langdon better have us in the finals this year.
Right.
Right now.
TikTok, right?